program. So, earlier in the show, David French was discussing the John Doe investigation, talking about the abuses of free speech and how the media didn't spend any time, well, not the local media, not the state media, didn't spend any time really telling the story. And it really was David French's article, I think, that personalized the story in a way that national media at least paid attention. Wall Street Journal also did some good reporting on that, as of course the definitive reporting was all done by Matt Kittle and his many story long investigative piece on this case. We had the Government Accountability Board partnering with the Milwaukee County DA's office to essentially use the power of the government to shut down conservative speech in a way that was just gobsmackingly unconstitutional, highly unethical, and in many cases, flat out illegal. One of the things that, and without rehashing the whole John Doe, one of the things in the end is the resolution of this problematic law and this behavior by bad government actors. One of the things that happened in the end of that was that the people whose information was gathered illegally and unconstitutionally, and the people who are harassed in this, that information gathered by the Government Accountability Board and the Milwaukee County DA's office was supposed to remain under seal. And yet somehow this information continues to leak. Where is it coming from? Why did The Guardian, for instance, have a story that contained sealed information that was not supposed to be made public simply because the people had already been victimized many times over and were not, you know, the idea was not to victimize them again? Where did it come from? A lot of people said it was because of the investigators of the John Doe were leaking this information. Nobody's been punished. Matt Kittle joins me with the latest on this as the investigation into the investigation goes on. And it looks like maybe we're a couple of steps closer to at least identifying who may have passed along the information. At the very least, it looks like one of the members of the Government Accountability Board probably violated the law recently. And it just remains to be seen whether anybody will actually prosecute. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, as always, for shining some light on this, because I've already seen it so far, just like the last time we got together to talk about an update on the John Doe. The rest of the media doesn't think that there's anything to report on the John Doe anymore, unless there's something that they can squeeze out of the narrative of a criminal scheme committed by conservatives. That's been the way they've operated, and certainly they've gotten a lot of help from their friends in the bureaucracy, the speech cop bureaucracy. The latest we have, Vicki, today at MacGyver News is really big, troubling stuff. And let me put it in perspective. Kevin Kennedy, who was the executive director and the general counsel, the top attorney for the Government Accountability Board, which no longer exists because of its participation, not just participation, but the way it led and partnered with the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office in an unconstitutional investigation, as you say, that it basically took away constitutional rights, First Amendment, arguably Fourth Amendment, and due process rights, among others, of citizens who were never charged with any wrongdoing. Kevin Kennedy was bound by the same kind of secrecy orders in the John Doe through his agency, the GAB, and at the court, multiple court level, including the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, that said officers of the court are not allowed to talk about the John Doe. Now, this is important because the officers of the John Doe, including Kevin Kennedy, who he and his agency were admitted into this investigation back in 2012, along with John Chisholm out of the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office and his agents, they are bound to secrecy on this. And they, at every turn, either directly or indirectly through their law enforcement officials, told the people that they hounded and terrorized for years that if they said anything about the John Doe, they'd go to jail or pay thousands of dollars in fines or both. Now, Mr. Kennedy, we know, was at a conference of his fellow big government campaign finance speech cops in New Orleans in December, where he decided he was going to roll out the Guardian story that included all kinds of leaked documents, which is fine for the Guardian, but not the person who leaked the information to the Guardian. He decided he was not only going to talk about this story to try to defend him and his agency from the unconstitutional, the notion that this whole investigation was nothing more than a witch hunt. He decided he was going to roll that out, not only talk about it, but then also talk disparagingly about the governor of Wisconsin, public officials, and the conservatives that he and his goon squad decided to play heavy on for so many years. This is a really troubling story, and I hope somebody else besides you and I pick this up.
I do, too, and your phone just got a little crunchy there, just so you know. So Kevin Kennedy rolls out the information. Here's how you can get all of the leaked documents, and then proceeds. This is supposed to be a good government conference, by the way, and then proceeds to bash on the governor and the people who changed the law that essentially made it no longer possible for him to continue to run his speech police operation under the cloak of secrecy with the long arm of the law to enforce it. And so and everybody looking at this, including one of the attorneys who's looking at this, says that looks like a violation of the law. So my question is, number one, is anyone going to do anything about it? Number two, is anybody going to be held to account for their multiple violations of the law? And I'm talking about people at the Government Accountability Board or in the district attorney's office.
Well, that's a very good question. I get asked that question all the time from people who have followed this story. People have asked me, so what happened to these people? Are they in jail now? Because it sounds like they ripped up the Constitution and decided to make their own. They violated the laws that they were supposed to hold these people that they were targeting to. And the answer definitively is no. Nobody has faced any consequence. Nobody has faced any discipline. Not even on the basic ethics.
Nobody's been fired.
Nobody's been fired. Kevin Kennedy walked out by his own volition. Of course, he would have been drummed out, and he did. He left. He retired because he would have been fired otherwise. But no, nobody has been held accountable.
No one's pensions have been docked. Nobody has found themselves under an ethics investigation. Nobody has been found themselves under a criminal investigation. Nothing's happened.
There is one little caveat to that. The State Department of Justice in December opened up an investigation into the leaks, wanting to find out who it was who leaked the information to The Guardian. That is a criminal investigation, and that is what is lost on most people. The Department of Justice is conducting a criminal investigation, and as MacGyver reported a couple of weeks ago, the state now has been forced. The governor's office, ironically enough, has been forced to bring in legal counsel to represent staff members of the former GAB who are still employed at the Ethics Commission. The Department of Justice has gone in. They've taken documents. This investigation, I am told, is still hot. 8 months later, though, nobody faces anything at this point in the way of consequences or being held to accountability.
That's absolutely, nobody in the media is watching it. Nobody in the media has ever told this story besides you. I'm talking about local media, has ever told this story. Nobody in print media has ever told this story. And yet, the damage is still being wrought on the people who were illegally targeted by this illegal investigation in the first place. I mean, this is so target rich. Here you have Kevin Kennedy at a conference. And when you ask people like you, you make phone calls, you say, hey, you were at this conference. You know, what do you recall about Kevin Kennedy's speech at this conference? Oh, I just can't recall. I just can't recall. This guy, practically gets a falling over standing ovation for bashing on Governor Walker, and nobody can seem to recall what he was talking about. Or the fact that he presented information that is supposed to be under court seal, and as a court officer, he's not supposed to be disseminating that, and yet he was. And nobody can recall. And nothing's happening to the guy. He is going to retire fat and happy on a state taxpayer-funded pension with health care benefits.
Yeah, this is an important point. I know we don't have too much time, but you brought this up. This is extremely important. The people that I reached out to aren't just people who just showed up at the COGIL. That's the name of this this group of campaign finance folks, this cabal. There will be follow-up stories, by the way, just about what kind of things they're teaching on taxpayer money. You'd be surprised how much your tax dollars are going to support this trip to the COGIL event, where they're learning some pretty interesting tactics about how they go after so-called campaign finance violators. But that's for a different day. But the people I talked to were guys like David Berger. Now, David Berger is the chief legal counsel for the Ethics Commission. David Berger worked with Kevin Kennedy for years at the GAB. David Berger, according to notes we have obtained, thanks to Senator Tom Tiffany, who is big in reforming John Doe and the Government Accountability Board, he had questions. He got 400 pages of notes about this event. Mr. Berger has notes about Kevin Kennedy talking about leaks. He has notes about Eric O'Keefe. He has notes about the Guardian story. Yet when I asked him about Kevin Kennedy's speech, by the way, it was titled A View to a Kill, a hands-on something or other behind the demise of the Government Accountability Board. Now, that's something you remember. I think if you work side-by-side with this guy, you're going to a national conference where your former boss is speaking. You're going to remember that. But Mr. Berger tells me he doesn't remember anything like that. Yet we have people in that room who took copious notes, and the notes of the employees themselves confirm what Kevin Kennedy was talking about. It's amazing, and yet nobody is held accountable.
No, and it's and still, I mean, I'm starting to wonder if anybody will be held accountable. I really am. I think a lot of the, probably every single one of those targets, still wondering if anybody's going to be held accountable, let alone if they're ever going to receive assurances that all of the information illegally obtained on their personal lives will actually be destroyed so that it can't be used against them in the future. That's something that's still out there, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. We will keep digging. There's much more to report on this story. But the next step is with the Department of Justice, it's with the courts, and it's with the state legislature. More on that coming up later.
Good to have you on the program, as always. Matt Kittle, McIver Institute, thanks a ton.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.